Glory to God. Keep up the prayers and fasting. We are turning the tide of evil. My precious heart dwellers, your prayers are making the difference. Tonight after communion, the Lord said to me immediately and very clearly, I have a message for you. He began, you are responding. You are my prayer warriors, and you are responding. And you are making a difference. You are giving my Father what he needs to work with. Your voice is mighty, even over the voice of thousands. Your voices resound and bring comfort to his heart, giving him a new reason to rescue this earth. My brides, I'm so very proud of you. Do not stop now. Do not stop your fasts, vigils, and tears. Do not stop now. Press in. You are turning the tides. You are making the decisive edge that drops the scales in our favor. I called. You listened and responded. How proud I am of you. I have taken this time to tell you that you are right on target. You are turning this great pendulum in the right direction, and justice is coming to earth. Not the bloody kind, the merciful kind. Justice for the innocent, but havoc for the guilty. I will dislodge their cities. I will penetrate their hiding places with my fury and wrath. And that which was planned for the innocent shall be their watery grave. Fire and steam will purge the evil from within the earth, and the mischief they had planned for my holy ones will be their undoing. Do not stop praying and offering all you can give. Do not stop being patient with those who try your patience and provoke you. Rather, offer it to me, and I will move on their hearts. Do not despair over close calls with death. Do I not hold you in the palm of my hand? Not only do I hold you, I give you hope and new life as I shatter the darkness around you. Fear not the fire, the thunder, the hail, the deluge. Fear not the quaking of the earth. Fear not the signs and portents of the time. Rather, lift up your heads and celebrate. Cry out to all the earth, glory, our God reigns. For surely I am about to bring destruction on your adversaries and drive back those who have planned your demise. But you must keep praying and pressing in. I will let you know when we reach a point of victory where you may let up on your prayers and sacrifices. But for now, press in and continue as you have been doing. The tide is about to turn. Because you have rallied my bride to my side, you and others who have heard my tears in the night, others who still are without the understanding that their woes release mighty moves of the Spirit to destroy the shadows and hiding places of wickedness. I speak courage to all of you now. You know you are called. You have felt the pain in the struggle. You have continued on and offered all you had for this mighty battle in the Spirit. And my Father has heard your cries and weighed against your tears, against the works of the enemy, and you are turning the scales against him. Be lifted up. Be encouraged. Be faithful. Continue in travail and prayer, vigils and fastings. These are mighty works of faith. And they are turning the tide.